You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. And a very good Friday morning to you. Michael Francis McNamara in for a Friday edition of All Marine Radio. And it should be a fun one. And I have a little bit of an editorial to get to here in a little bit. So let me tell you what's going to happen. We'll open the show. I'll do my editorial. We'll take a break. And my editorial is about former FBI Director James Comey. So, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll talk shish kebab with the All Marine Radio head chef. That's right. Kim Holmes going to join us. My mom used to make shish kebab. In fact, I'm going to go out and see if I can find the recipe for it in the little tin box I have of her recipes that my sisters gave me because they took everything else. Yeah, because that's how they are. So the one thing I have is her little tin recipe box. So, corporal punishment, Kathleen, God bless her. Her birthday coming up this month on the 23rd. So, anyway, we'll talk shish kebab. I love shish kebab. The marinade, I love the different things that you put between beef or whatever you're kebabbing, tomatoes, peppers, blah, 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 blah. So, we'll talk that, and then I've been trying to play derailed by current events, but I've been trying to play the piece we did with Ben Connable about Iraq, so we'll do that. Set to play last Tuesday, so you'll hear references to Tuesday. Don't be confused by that. Try to be savvy. It is Friday. That's not going to change. So we'll do that, and then the Gunner will join us, and we'll talk about the Yankees pounding on the Red Sox again. Should have been a sweep, but it wasn't. And so all that coming up today, and which should be a good show. So thanks for joining us this morning on a Friday. Whitney Houston sings the national anthem. A very good morning to you. I love this too.
We fight our country's battle in the air of the land and sea. Merchants are full of freedom and peace are know, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
It's true. It's true. I'm sorry. It's true. I love that. Check the weather real quick. Quantico right now. Hold on, I just updated it. And for whatever reason, the Weather Channel's website takes, like, too long to update. Survey says, Quantico, sunny in 73. Camp Lejeune, sunny in 71. Nice. Granbury, Texas, raining, thunder, lightning, 69 degrees. Big Timber, Montana, mostly sunny, 68. 29 Palms, sunny, 71. Camp Pendleton, morning clouds and 63. Camp Smith, nighttime clouds and 76. Okinawa, nighttime clouds, 80 degrees. Fallujah, 111 under sunny skies late in the day. And cloudy in 60 at the home of All Marine Radio. Costa Mesa, Newport Beach, going to be 72 out here today. It's called June gloom. Yeah, right. Invite your family in June, your friends in August and September. All right. We'll take a quick break. We won't take a quick break. I want to talk about the director of the FBI today, James Comey. I even made notes about him. I've been privileged in my life to be on some pretty important people, doing pretty important things in both Iraq and Afghanistan. I've seen guys who aren't leaders who are stuck in leadership positions too, and I mean at the highest levels of certainly combat operations in Iraq and a little bit in Afghanistan, not as much. I had a chance to see Ambassador Bremer. I had a chance to see General Sanchez. I had a chance to see a whole variety of people working directly for General Mattis, sitting in his meetings with all kinds of different people from Secretary Wolfowitz, video teleconferences back to the United States. And so I know what a leader is. So I watched James Comey yesterday, and I'm sure he's a wonderful human being. He fell short of the responsibilities that he assumed as the director of the FBI. Okay, and just what I saw yesterday was painful to watch relative to him. The first, kind of in chronological order, Loretta Lynch calls him and says, "We're not going to call the Clinton investigation an investigation. We're going to call it a matter." Okay, so I'm the FBI. I'm not going to be drug into any political thing. We do investigations. We don't do matters. His comment was that hill wasn't worth dying for, so I called it a matter. The news media called it an investigation, and we went on. But that's not, to me, the significant piece of this. One, the Attorney General, Ms. Lynch, she showed herself, I think, incapable of the position because, you know, she could not get herself away from the slime that is the Clintons, right? Why she allowed Bill Clinton, and it's not like you just walk up to the Attorney General of the United States, "Hey, yeah, what's up?" You don't do that. She should have turned him away, said no, but she doesn't. And here, clearly, she shows herself not capable of not taking the Clinton campaign's talking reports and then giving it to the FBI, and then the director of the FBI saying, "Yeah, that hill's not worth dying for." The next piece was, I don't think he had a choice relative to whether he went public with the Clinton email the results of the investigation. I think he had to do that. Okay, but it's curious because it seems like he struggles to do difficult things. Ben, I would tell you that when Donald Trump got elected, I'm sure James Comey was contacted by very, very important people in the country, people he respects, and told, be very careful of Donald Trump. Okay? He plays loose. So when you deal with him, you be careful with him. And then everything that happened when President Obama was on his way out, the investigations that began. So if you're Comey, when you go meet with Trump, are you a little bit sensitized to this thing going sideways and being inappropriate? And how many times have you run through your head, well, if it is appropriate, what do I do? So yesterday he sat in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee and says, I was stunned. Sorry, man. You're the number one guy at the FBI. You don't get to be stunned. Okay? And if you were stunned if you were stunned momentarily, then you shake that off and you say whether you have to get out of your car after you take your notes and go back into the White House and say, I need to speak to the president. Or you call him the next day. Okay? That, to me, I heard that's bullshit. But he went back and he sat down with his staff and he decided, what do we do and who do we talk to? And look, the attorney general was Jeff Sessions at the time. If he felt uncomfortable, if he thought the president was asking him to compromise himself, it doesn't matter what Sessions' status is. He's the attorney general. That's who you report to. You call him and you tell him. And maybe it forces the issue that says, you know what, Sessions has to say, I have to recuse myself. You know, the assistant, the deputy attorney general, the DAG, he will take over here. And now this is the direction that this is going in. Okay, maybe that forces that issue, but he doesn't do that either. Instead, he continues to take notes. And so how do we judge him? Obviously, it didn't break squelch relative to obstruction of justice, or else clearly he would have taken. Then he goes up on Capitol Hill and he screws up his testimony. And then the FBI has to issue clarifications the following day. All right, Trump's clearly, let me just tell you, Trump is not afraid to be slimy. He's not afraid to intimidate people. It's simply the way he does it. Ask Bob Nielsen, who comes on here. Okay, is that a surprise to anybody? No. Is it a surprise that he sent the attorney general out of the room when he asked Comey to go easy on Flynn? No. Trump's no dummy. Okay? Trump's no dummy because what that set up was yesterday, subsequent to what he said, Trump's attorney comes out and says he never said that. And there's nobody there. Trump's not stupid. But Comey should have, when he said that, he's the head guy at the FBI. He's not a choir boy that just, oh, I was stunned. Maybe I would have been stunned.
What?
Okay, but I would have been stunned for long. Hey, I can't do that. And everybody can say, oh, you know, the White House is in the Oval Office, very intimidating. Bullshit. Comey failed the FBI. He failed the nation. Okay? Why he hesitates at the moment of crisis, I'm not sure. But it seems like that's what the guy does. And there is no way that anybody will ever convince me that he wasn't prepared for what was going to happen in the Oval Office, right? And then the Attorney General gets sent out. What does he think is going to happen? And then he was stunned? Clearly not for the job. Clearly not for the job. And if this is even before he went into the Oval Office for those kind of meetings. If he was uncomfortable with Trump, and you know what he had to have heard about Trump being slimy, because he is. Okay, let me put it this way. He's a businessman. Put quotes around that. If you decide I can't work for this guy, I'm not going to do those kind of things, then tell him that. He should have been ready when he heard that, and he should have looked at him and said, hey, Mr. President, clearly where you're taking me is in the area of obstruction of justice. I can't have this conversation with you, okay? And I feel compelled to tell you that I won't go to these places with you. And if you're uncomfortable with that, then you need to find yourself another FBI director. Boom, done. That's his job. But instead, he goes back and he war games his stuff with his deputies. Who do we tell? Who do we not tell? Blah, 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 blah. Ultimately, he's fired, and then he leaks. He takes what he says were his notes. Those are made as the director of the FBI in an FBI car, right, on FBI stationery, blah, 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 blah. And then he takes those, he gives them, he doesn't leak them, he doesn't come out and say, I have this to say, here's my statement, blah, blah, blah. I've handed these over to the Senate Intelligence Committee, I've handed these over to Director Mueller, I just want this out in the public record, they're my unclassified notes. No, he leaks them through a law, I mean, what is that? So, again, I wanted to talk, I don't go on rants too often. The president has his own issues, okay? And Director Mueller will get through that, get to that. And the Senate Intelligence Committee, I think, will come close, too. But because they're a little bit more political, I have less confidence in it, and that'll come out clean. Right? It'll be politicized just like the hearing was yesterday. So, but that aside, the director of the FBI has got to be up to the job. You've got to be at some point look and say, that's not me. I won't do that. Whether it's Loretta Lynch, we're going to call it a matter. It's a fucking investigation. It's what we don't do matters here. It's not what we do. And I won't allow the FBI to be politicized. That's where I draw the line. So I'm sorry. It's an investigation. If this gets kicked to me, if I'm asked about it, I will tell the truth. We have an open investigation into Ms. Clinton, or however, Mrs. Clinton. Yeah, we do. Sorry. It is what it is. But he flinches. You know, and we've had discussions on this program about leadership at the point of confrontation. And Comey is an example of failing there. And again, the president's got his own issues, okay? And look, we saw him in the campaign. We see him as a president. And none of that's going to, that seems like, will change. And I will be surprised if he finishes his 4 years. I will say this. If he survives this one, he may or he may not. If he survives this one, I think odds are that he'll finish it, because what he'll learn is, nobody cares that he's Donald Trump. They will crawl up his ass with the white hot spotlight. They will turn that on. He will be beaming light out of his eyeballs and his ears. Okay? And there's nothing he'll be able to do about it. Nobody that he can call, nothing. And so if he doesn't learn from that, then he is an idiot and he ought to be impeached. Okay? On that basis alone, we don't need him. And I know there's some among you saying, let's get that one going today. But again, I wanted to talk about Director Comey. I'm sure he's a fine guy, but here's an observation about people that get to that area, and it's kind of interesting because Mike Musselman and I are like this. You'll get guys that get to that level, and they're rule followers. Okay, they don't piss people off. They follow rules. They don't get on the outside of different people, different groups. Right, they're, you know, they make things work. They're, you know, at the end of the day, that's not always a good thing. Okay, and I would contrast that with guys like Kelly, Madison Dunfer. They don't give a shit. They don't give a shit. If you tell them to do something that violates their oath or takes them to a place where they know they can't go, they'll call you out, and they'll call you out in public. They will first be respectful, and then if you want to do it in public, then they'll do it in public. But they simply don't go there. So, anyway, Comey struggles in his role as a leader of FBI, fails when the nation needed him to be strong. He's a lesson in failure at the point of conflict. And the fact that when he says stunned, I don't believe that for 1 second. You know he was primed about what was going to happen. You know that he had to go through it in his head. You know he had been warned by other people who knew Donald Trump about the way he rolls. I was stunned. Stunned for little kids. You're the director of the FBI. We don't pay you to be stunned. All right. With that said, Almarine Radio gets going. This hour brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug. We're going to talk Shish Kebab coming up next. This hour of Almarine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with a serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
My name is Juan Perez Jr. I joined the military in 98. I commissioned as an officer, but I always had in mind the idea that I would go into the special operations community, particularly the special forces. I was accepted to go into selection, and I attended on September 8th of 2001. As I was making my departure of the military, there was that uncertainty. What do I do next? How do I repurpose my skills in a way that's not only meaningful to me, but also that provides for my family and provides an increase in our a way of living, a quality of life. The Global South Foundation has resources when it comes to anything from building resumes to how to relate to a CEO in conversation, how to basically, again, repurpose that which I had learned in a career in special operations, dealing at the strategic and operational level. How do I take that and then turn it towards entrepreneurial spirit into business development? And how do I translate that so somebody can see that value? And in doing so, I landed a magnificent and very rewarding career. I'm the VP of operations for an IT company called BuildSourced. What I say to veterans getting out, be bold. Be bold when you go to network. Go out to the Global South website, look at what events they have lined up, attend those events, you know, and participate. A lot of the events they hold, they're of key importance in this network. Go out there and engage, just like you would engage in a combat zone, you know, when you're networking there. With folks that don't share necessarily your language, your culture, or your background, and yet we still make it happen. How can we not make it happen here?
The Global Soft Foundation is a great partner of Almarine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.